This is Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Later in this episode, we'll dive into all those crazy COVID dreams you've been having and what they might mean. That's up after our news. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is not in a good place entering the fall and winter because daily coronavirus case counts are regularly topping 40,000. He says you don't want to be in a position like this as the weather gets colder, so we need to intensify the public health measures we talk about all of the time. The United States recently recorded its 200,000th coronavirus-related death, about 20% of all the pandemic deaths in the world. Though many retailers and organizations are still finalizing plans, it currently looks like in-person Santa bookings will be down anywhere from 25 to 40% this holiday season, according to an article from USA Today. A mall Santa with a real beard, real belly, and a real laugh can make anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 working through November and December. For many Santa Claus entertainers who are on a fixed income, that extra cash is crucial. Other Santas work as storytellers or perform different characters for audiences year-round, but those roles also largely disappeared because of the shutdowns due to COVID, making this holiday season even more critical for them to make ends meet. Some malls are considering setting up plexiglass shields between Santa and his visitors, while others are going to try Zoom calls to the North Pole. Americans are still drinking a lot during this pandemic, 14% more, in fact, according to a new study by the journal JAMA Network Open. The increase in frequency of drinking for women has been more pronounced, up 17% compared to last year. An article published by NPR says with people going to bars less, retail alcohol sales are going up. Stores sold 54% more alcohol in late March compared to the year prior, according to Nielsen. Online sales more than doubled. Earlier this year, the World Health Organization European office warned against excessive drinking and even said access should be limited during the pandemic. They went on to say drinking may even be more dangerous now as it can negatively affect the body's immune system. So have you been remembering more of your dreams lately? And are they weirdly COVID-specific? Well, you're not the only one. Sleep schedules across the globe have been upended due to coronavirus. Maybe you're sleeping more because you lost your job, or you don't need an alarm anymore. Or maybe your anxiety is keeping you awake at night. Deirdre Barrett studies dreams and joined Dr. Pam Peake on her Radio MD podcast, Her, to talk about weird dreams and late nights during the pandemic.
You said basically what was stated about this was on a reading of about 6,000 of the dream reports that have come to you from all over the world since March 24th, you said that they fall into a few main clusters, those about getting COVID or being afraid of having it, metaphors for getting that virus, most commonly involving bug attacks, lapses in safety measures where people dream that they are in public and suddenly realize they don't have a mask or are too close to someone, or imagery stemming from stay-at-home orders and lockdowns, such as people locked in jail. Wow, that's really amazing that people are that specific.
Yeah, and it was 6,000 dreams when I talked to the that reporter, but it's now 9,000. And I'll just mention slightly more than 6,000 of the 9,000 are from women. Almost any time I give a talk on dreams, there's a huge skew in the gender proportions, and that's been true of this survey I'm conducting. More women want to write in about their dreams. I do have 3,000 men. That's a pretty good sample, but more women.
Are you surprised by that?
No. Maybe early in my career, I was surprised by the gender discrepancy that I'd see when I'd give a talk or just there's a main international dream conference and the attendees there are about 2/3 women. So I teach courses on dreams and more women sign up. So I'm very used to that now, but I was puzzled by it a little bit at first.
Is there a gender specificity with regard to dreams? Quality, quantity, memory of, anything like this?
Just barely. Like number of dreams recalled and length of dreams and vividness of dreams and emotion in dreams. Those all correlate just barely with being female if you've got a huge sample, but it just accounts for a few percentage of the difference. So it doesn't does not account for why it's 2-to-1 women at clearly it's a matter of interest, not just of dream recall.
And you also mentioned in what was mentioned in the article at the end was, finally, there are dreams imagining the future. Some of these are, well, it's all about the apocalypse, right? While others see a future with a cleaner, improved environment. It's almost like you're trying to, you know, you're rectifying the situation in your mind, like it's going to be okay, that type of thing. With the other 3,000 that you've collected since the article came out, have you seen anything different, or was it just substantiating and confirming what you already had?
They have been changing somewhat over time. I mean, even by the time I'd hit the 6,000, I'd seen some changes. Basically, through late April and May, there were a lot more anxiety dreams about catching the virus. They might be either very literally, the person dreams they're having trouble breathing or spiking a fever, or the metaphors like the bug attacks that the person identifies as thinking is about the virus. And then already by May, there were a lot more of the metaphors for lockdown. I mean, all these categories have been there all along, but they're just changing in proportion. So the dreams you mentioned where the people who are sheltering at home alone dream they're in prison, solitary confinement, but at the opposite end of the continuum, people who are sheltering at home with their family or roommate, sometimes more people than generally live with them, and 24/7. Those people sometimes dream that their whole neighborhood moves in with them. One woman couldn't walk through her apartment because everyone had cots set up everywhere. Another one was trying to use the bathroom and she couldn't get her bathroom door closed because people's stuff was all over it because her apartment was so crowded. A mother who was homeschooling her 10-year-old for real dreamed that the school sent her a message saying that her child's entire class was being sent to her condo and she was to homeschool the whole class for the rest of the lockdown. So there became more and more of those things about the secondary effects that people were dreaming with. And then when the lockdown was in full force, any dreams I saw about reopening were really happy wish fulfillment. Everybody was coming out and it was all wonderful. But now as most of the world is actually in some stage of reopening, the dreams about reopening have become much more anxious ones as people are facing it as a reality.
I just think, you know, I have been blessed by getting a copy of your book, Pandemic Dreams. And I love the way you've laid this out for people. And clearly the titles of the chapters are very provocative. The Year of Dreaming Vividly. Why now? And so I think you've clearly addressed that. And I think that it doesn't take a fathom leap of faith here to really figure out why this is so traumatic for so many people. And you say that the action item is dream sharing and dream work. Can you just expound on that a little bit? A little teaser for people who are definitely going to be grabbing the book Pandemic Dreams.
Yeah, each of the five chapters ends with an action activity, dream work exercise. And most of them are for dealing with the pandemic dreams. But then that first section, I offer ones that are just basically what I would suggest people do with any dream. And it's in that first section that talks about how many people have a sort of newly vivid dream life. So I briefly describe the two most common dream work techniques that are used by professionals and they're used in lay people's group, but you can do either one to a certain extent on your own. And they're definitely not that dream dictionary, you look it up or an expert tells you this is a symbol for this. Responsible dream work is helping the dreamer get at their own metaphors, and only you can interpret your dream, but somebody else can help you. So one of the methods is called the dream interview. And someone else can do this, but you can do it for yourself and just go through each element in the dream, asking, just pretend I'm from another planet. What is this object? What is this thing? What is this activity? For each of the key things in the dream, and just hear what comes out of your mouth, because nobody does a literal dictionary definition. It tends to be some kind of revealing. You ask somebody who's dreamed about a dog, which again, you could look up in a dream dictionary and you'd get the author's association, but not yours. But you ask a person, just tell me what a dog is. And one person will say, oh, they're these cute little things that we have to take care of. They're sort of like children. And the next person will say, they're these big animals with sharp teeth. I got bit by a dog when I was 10 years old. I still have scars from it. And a third person will say, they're man's best friend. They're more loyal than people will be to you. So for each of those, you just immediately hear, you know, that person's metaphor. And they're completely different. So that's what you want to do with elements in your dream. In the book, I have an example of working with this young man who dreamed about going into a bar. This was right after lockdown had started, but he was out wandering around. He found one bar open. It was a tourist bar that he would not usually have gone into, but it looked lively. So he went in there, ordered a drink, and as he was waiting for his drink, the man next to him fell over and blew away and was just a cardboard cutout. And he looked around at the other patrons in the bar to see if they were as surprised as he was, and he realized they were all cardboard cutouts. And so when I was doing a dream interview with him, I asked him about multiple of the elements, but when I asked him about cardboard cutouts, he first started just describing what they looked like, and then he said, actually, the only ones I can think of really having seen are in the movie Home Alone. And he starts describing, it's actually Home Alone 2, that has this scene where the kid who's abandoned at his uncle's house in the second of those films, and there are these criminals trying to at least kidnap him, possibly kill him. So he sets up cardboard cutouts in the window, which he moves with pulleys to pretend like there's a big party and lots of people with him. So that was this guy's association to cardboard cutouts, is you're home alone, miserable, scared, and threatened, and so you produce these cardboard cutouts to pretend like you have lots of friends there.
You can hear an extended version of this episode of Her, the podcast, found on all major podcast platforms. And this has been Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly. Contact us with questions or just to say hi at COVID-19@radiomd.com. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe and 6 feet apart.